Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode 347 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. I am again your host, Jason Cutter. Welcome and glad that you're here, whether it's your first time listening to an episode or you're a longtime listener and you've just been on this journey for hundreds and hundreds of episodes. Welcome. So today's topic was inspired by a conversation I had with Mr. Larry Levine. If you're not familiar with Larry, he is the author of Selling from the Heart. And if you are a fan of Selling with Authentic Persuasion and you're not familiar with Larry's work, check out his book, Selling from the Heart. Literally in the conversation that we both had, I would say something, he would say, that's exactly how I feel. And then he would say something and I say, that's exactly how I feel. And it was great synergy out there in both what we're doing and focusing on and helping people in the realm of sales and shifting from that old model, that model of talking to people and selling to people and trying to, sales is something that you do to somebody, instead shifting it to sales is something you do for somebody and with somebody, especially as a service to them, and doing it from a different place. I mean, one of the big things that Larry is known for, and one of the most impactful chapters from his book that kind of took off, was about not being an empty suit. And if you want more information, definitely check out his book. So we're going to be on the podcast. I'm going to be on his, he's going to be on mine. So there'll be a future episode coming up in probably January for that when it happens. But from the conversation, one of the things that I took from it that was huge that we both agreed on that I don't think I touch on enough is what he said perfectly, which is tips and tactics don't work. Now, what does that mean? Well, everybody is looking for the tips and the tactics and the strategies and the closing lines. And what do I say for this? I mean, people ask me that all the time. What's the best question I can ask in my discovery process that will help me close more deals? What should I say to close more deals? What's the best thing to do to overcome objections? Like, how do I handle all of that? And the thing that is challenging for me is one side is there's no one size fits all. There's no single question. Now, there's some good questions at work. You can always ask the question why and just keep asking that deeper and deeper and say, hey, why does that matter? Why does that matter in your discovery? And just keep asking why several times and just keep going. That's one strategy. However, every situation is different. And so it's tough to give blanket advice. Here's the part that Larry and I both agree on. And I say this as much as I can. And I thought it was important to repeat it here is tips and tactics don't work. Because generally what's missing is the foundation. What's missing is the fundamental stuff in why you're selling, what you're selling, why it's important, why you want to be successful. All of that is missing generally for somebody who just wants to dive into tips and tactics. And what's missing is, for me, I would put it in framework of authenticity. For Larry, he's talking about the heart side, right? So selling from the heart. And without that, and you're just not going to be successful with the tips and tactics. The first half of his book is just focused on the heart side and not even the strategies. The first third of my book is focused on the authenticity piece. And the reason why, and I did that on purpose, is I can teach you how to close deals. I can tell you what to say in any situation to help you close more strategies. But if you don't have enough behind you, if you don't have the foundation in place, if you're not clear on why you're selling, why there's value in what you're selling, what your strengths are, what you're bringing to the table, what your weaknesses are, the success traits like curiosity and persistence and creativity. If you're not clear on all that, and if that's not solid in your mind, in your heart, internally to the deepest level, then the strategies aren't going to work long term. It's just not going to be effective. And again, that's where most people fall short, is they want the tips and tactics. And so if you're in that category, if you're like, man, I just need to close more deals, I wish you could just tell me what to say, right? If you're scrolling through LinkedIn, you see all these gurus selling tips and tactics, and you're like, that sounds perfect. That's exactly what I need. My guess is you probably need something deeper instead, something deeper first, and then the tips and tactics can go on top and the strategies, which are very important, but generally it's just going to fall on deaf ears long term. It's not going to work. Now, here's the other thing is the challenge with this is with the tips and the tactics is that most people just want the shortcut. They want the quickest way. What's the quickest way? What's the get rich quick? What's the get deals closed by Monday strategy I can use and what I can say to get things done as fast as possible? And nothing great comes from doing like any get rich, get fill in the blank quick type of strategy. And in fact, one of the things Larry and I also agree on is that for coaching clients, for consulting projects, for those kind of things, it's a long-term game. I mean, someone should be committing to 6, 9, 12 months because it's going to take a while to form new habits, to really dive deep, to change your mindset, to focus on what you want to focus on to be successful. And that's not going to come overnight. For the same reason, you're going to fail and you're going to be disappointed if you join a gym and a month goes by and you haven't hit your health goals or your weight loss goals or your fitness goals, your strength goals. It just doesn't work that way. It's not that instant. You're going to get some results, then you're going to plateau and then maybe slip backwards. So on. Same thing with this. And so the challenge is for people who are looking for the tips and tactics is they want short term. They want quick. They want a band-aid. They want a fix. And it's like putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound. It's just not going to work long term. And it's just going to fail. And you're just going to keep buying new band-aids, making other people rich from buying their tips and tactics. So that's it for this lesson. I want you to take away is focus on the internal, focus on the authenticity, focus on the heart, focus on those things that are the fundamental, the foundation where everything else is easy. And here's the thing that I will tell you, and I've done this with so many salespeople, is that once you get that fundamental part, the foundation part solid, right? You're very clear on why, you're very clear on all the other stuff, you're very clear. And then you build on that. And then the next part is the framework that I would say is the sales success foundation, right? The fundamentals, which is the rapport and the empathy, trust, hope, and urgency. When you layer that on top of your true authentic understanding and self-awareness, then what happens is all the other stuff is unnecessary or very, very second or third in the process, right? What to say to close a deal becomes very far down the chain of what you need to focus on. If your self-awareness is clear, your sales success fundamentals are clear, then the rest is easy, right? Like I usually don't teach a lot of people how to use closing tactics or which questions to ask, because once you understand it and once it's in alignment, the questions will come. You'll know why you want to do it. You know what you're going after. And then the process of getting there, the actual individual steps are less important because your intention is clear. You want to get across the room. That's great. Let's set your attention for getting across the room. How you're going to get there, the type of steps, the number of steps, are you going to hop? Are you going to jump? Are you going to roll? That doesn't matter. Like literally that'll just come to you and you'll go with it. So same thing happens in sales. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that will help you get clear. If you're on that fence or if you're hungry or looking for tips and tactics, take some time, self-assess. Is what I'm missing and needing more at the foundation fundamental level, the authenticity piece, or do I need that? And that's why if you haven't yet, pick up a copy of Selling with Authentic Persuasion. The key is in there is the first section is authenticity. The second one is persuasion. And then the third one is what I call the intangibles. And that's what some people are really looking for, but you want to go in that order because again, it's priority. You got to take care of the first ones before you get there. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, share, spread the word, help people like myself and Larry Levine get this message out, shift the way that sales is done. And you doing that means a lot to me. And it's also your part. You're planting that seed. You're taking this kind of message and planting that seed all around. And eventually it will grow. We will change the way that sales is done. So I will catch you on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.